It's a crazy tool that no one seems to actually, well, a lot of people don't seem to know about or take advantage of, and that's congress.gov, which actually keeps you violently, horrifically informed with what's right around the corner. It's kind of an important thing. So I'm going to discuss all of that and tell you why after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. What's up, everybody? Another day, another dollar, another junk phone call coming in as I try to start this, because heaven forbid the spam blocker can actually block spam, whether it's on your phone or your email. But big stuff coming up. Obviously, we know it's election season, and hopefully I'm not the only one that can't wait for it to come and be over with. Let's be fair and honest here. Can't wait for it to be done, and there's nothing, you know, about it. It's a very American thing to do. I have nothing against it. It's just then the commercials will stop. Then everything will stop, and all the stuff that is, you know, just butchering, badgering, smearing, like all of that ridiculousness will stop. And I think we all can agree that, yeah, that needs to be done, especially with just all the stuff that's out of context that gets put into, you know, a lot of things in the context of everything going on in the country right now. And really, I just wish everyone was, you know, they were more informed and actually knew where to look for things to know, you know, everything that you see on the TV, you know, whether it's commercials, news, politicians, talking heads, social media, all of it. Like, I just wish people were more informed across the board for everybody and actually used it. And if you're like watching this, please tell me if you see that thing, like the light going up and traveling, make sure I'm not losing my mind. That's why I'm trying not to look at the screen. But yeah, instead of listening to talking heads and commercials, why not actually like look the stuff up yourself? Really isn't that hard at all. Like, everyone has one of these. Everyone. And, you know, you could use it to actually harness a lot of good stuff out there, because there's a lot of good stuff out there. And it's really easy as can be to find, too, which is the part I don't understand how people, like, don't know it or care about it or whatever the hell it may be. But everyone can open up a tab on their phone. I have it on mine. Everyone can have the tab open on their internet for congress.gov. It's out there, and it's a super tool to actually use. It doesn't get, you know, I think, taken advantage of by nearly as many people as it should be and it could be. And if it was, it would be a lot better all across the board, really, because it's all right there. Everything they pass every day, everything that gets introduced, no matter what they do, it's all right there. So you could see it all per bill and just think how much better the world would be if everyone, you know, had that and did the crazy thing of, you know, reading them. That would be an unfathomable thing. That can make such a big difference, the whole country, world, everything, if people took the time to actually read the things. Don't listen to the spoken words from the politicians and how they, you know, say these people didn't vote for this and this and this. And, you know, they just make it out to try to make the, you know, people to be, you know, the asshole in the situation. Just, you know, and that goes for the talking heads of the media as well. They say whatever they want. Look, at these people didn't vote for this. Well, they hate everybody and seniors, and they want everyone to die, and blah, 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 blah. Lots of blah. Don't listen again to the commercials, especially now, which is why I can't wait for it to be over. Because there are, you know, truths. And a lot of it, but most of it's just trying to make you hate the other human being. It's really all it is. Hell, look at the president's speech the other day. Didn't mention anything about, you know, inflation, crime, gas prices, like anything. He just went after MAGA Republicans. Why did we have to do this? You have to get out there or democracy is going to be dead and they're going to take over everything and we're all screwed. And that, what the hell good does that do to actually show them what you're going to do policy-wise to fix anything? Any of that, when you just do a speech butchering half the country, it doesn't do anything good. So why watch them? Except for Senator Kennedy's in Louisiana. If you haven't found his one ad, find it. That man... that ad, I can't believe it was a real thing until his face popped up at the end there. I mean, like, if he said it, it was there. I mean, came out of the horse's mouth, as they say. But nothing beats, if you have a problem with police, just because they're police, next time you're in an emergency, call a crackhead. I'm John Kennedy and I approve this message. That was comedic gold. That made me smile. Without a question of a doubt, that put a biggest smile on my face ever, because if he had won, obviously it came out of, you know, he would be the one. And two, it's true, and it says what you need to know about that. It's just funny. But, you know, regardless of all that stuff, so many people, like, and you see it, everyone sees it, whether you're news, social media, especially social media, like, everyone seems to think that they are informed, and everyone says they want to be informed, and they know so much more than, let's say, anyone does on the planet. They all think that they're, you know, geniuses on everything, which, by the way, they're not. Not at all, you know, but they get it all because, you know, they get all the information out of people's mouths. Hell, I know I'm sitting here talking right now, but congress.gov is opened up on my phone. It's a tab, so I could see everything they're doing. When anyone says anything about it, I just find the bill, read the damn thing. Some of them, very short. Some of them, well over 1,000 pages long. Good luck. Hopefully you have, you know, instant ink through HP, you know, a good printer. So you can do it all and read it all, or you just, you know, turn your, you know, dim your screen on your phone, you know, to save yourself, you know, from going blind to read the whole thing. But you can pick right up there, you can highlight it, like it's all there. And if you don't read it, how the hell are you actually really informed? Like, because it's the best tool out there, congress.gov, if you actually want to be informed and understand why people vote for, you know, the things that they do and why didn't they pass this bill and the whole everyone turned it down. Because most of the time, it might be titled and have something to do with what they say it is. Pardon my chair. But a lot of the time, there's so much pork and extra shit thrown in there that we don't need, that we don't need to spend the money on. We're already screwed. Now we took in more tax dollars last year than ever. And we still went downhill. Like, still went more into debt. Again, anyone, you might say, lowered the deficit. Congratulations. Like, it wasn't that hard coming out of all the money the government hemorrhaged through all that COVID stuff. Suddenly that was gone and boom, a lot less money went out. Congratulations. And hell, I'm pretty sure I just heard the president say that they cut the debt in half. Fact. The fuck you did. We actually went farther into debt. He tried to say deficit. He's just not fully there. So don't listen to that talking head out there. But actually reading the bills will show you exactly why people vote the way they do. You think you could even see in there who voted. Like on what and why they, you know, what. Okay, they voted for it, voted against it. Read it, like, oh, why is that there? Why is that there? Why is that there? That happens in all of them, just like COVID bills. And we were sending, it was COVID relief, and we were sending money to other countries. The hell that have to do with us and COVID and relief for the country? And it's unfathomable how many, you know, people I have to tell this, or people that didn't know. And if you didn't know, like, I can't put that against you, because it's not like congress.gov has the greatest, you know, PR team. They're not out there selling it, but, you know, it's there. And how many times I get told I'm crazy physically by, like, people, like either Drew told me, you know, over the phone, or people on the internet, like, this is it. Like, no, it's not. Like, I'm not crazy for actually reading the bill. You calling me crazy because I'm reading the bill and saying it doesn't affect you. All of these bills affect all of us. Look at the current state of everything. No matter what they do, sooner or later, it has an effect on the whole entire world, and you're actually crazy again for not reading it, because newsflash, everything they do, every dollar they spend affects all of us. If you haven't looked around lately, they do this. Here's the effect down the road. Like, that's how all of this works, and I'm just tired of so many people being idiots, sheeps, assholes, ignorance, narcissists, whatever you would like to call them, because it doesn't make us crazy for reading them. Doesn't make us crazy to want to actually be informed to know what's in there. Makes you crazy to think you know everything when you haven't read a damn thing just because you're listening to some jackass on a TV screen tell you, you know, you're news, like it's news. And sorry, we all know where the news media stands. Like, everyone should know that, but I mean, I've seen enough polls that no one trusts anything coming out of any of them. You know, you call me a narcissist, people have. Like, so you're telling me I'm crazy because I'm reading the bill and I'm worried how it affects, you know, other people. And you're telling me it doesn't affect me, so why should I care? That actually is narcissism right there. Like, do yourself a favor. Pick the thing up. The thing being this. Phone. Everyone has one. go to congress.gov, start reading through some of them. Actually be informed off of reading and knowing what's actually in it, not just what people tell you, what they want you to know that's in it. Then that, I mean, that can't really get you if you know what's in it. You read the damn thing, be like, that, nope. And, or, maybe that's why they didn't vote for it. Or why the hell is that in there? There's a lot of that in all of them. Again, big example, look at the COVID relief bills where you're sending hundreds of billions, like billions to other countries. Like, how the hell is that helping America doing COVID relief? Like, we should be worried about us when a lot of stuff was closed and all that, and not sending billions to other countries for gender studies and stuff like that. And before you get all mad, if you're one of them, it happened. It's a lot of fucking reading, but it's in there. So yeah, that's pretty much all I got right there. That's the big one. Congress.gov, Congress.gov, Congress.gov. Go to the damn thing. Read some stuff. It's amazing how good your brain works when you're actually informed, and how good the decisions people can, you know, make. And it updates daily. Like, you can go through every day and see exactly what the hell they did again. What was introduced, what was passed, what they debated, like all of those things. And you can read exactly what's in it. It's really easy to do. Click on, you go to PDF form. And then when you get to the PDF, you can save it to your phone so you can read it later and do all that. Like, it's very, it's really easy. And it'll make situations like Tuesday so much easier when everyone, you know, isn't listening to commercials, because we know the majority of people, just, you know, a lot of people, let's not go with the majority, but there's a lot of them out there, millions of them, tens of millions. They just go off what they hear on TV and they stoke the flames and they just keep going. They listen to, you know, what's her name? The lady from The View that said that white women voting Republican is like rats. Oh, cockroaches voting for Raid, I believe it was. Sonny Haskins, there you go. It wasn't Joy Behar this time. But, like, listen to stuff like that instead of actually being informed and knowing what's in there to base their whole opinion on. It gets you into shitty situations, kind of like we are. And, again, it's one of the best tools out there. And no one seems to give a fuck, which is terrifying. I'm okay with people not knowing it's out there, but people that know it's out there and still refuse to use it and just listen to everyone, that's actually pure stupidity, ignorance, and all kinds of stuff. But what the fuck do I know? A lot. But thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow along, share this thing out. Until we meet again, my friends, peace.